Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Our guy Varun Shankar joins us from the Washington Post, breaking down a couple of games of Wizards Summer League. Varun, give me a couple of headlines here from the first couple of games.
Trey Johnson looks really good. The shooting is translated. The ability to get his own shot and use his high release point to shoot over defenders has translated. He's been surprisingly adequate as a defender, and he's been a pretty willing playmaker. Another headline, Alex Saar is up and down, but trending up now. It was a really tough first game for Saar, but he bounced back in the second game, recorded a summer league record 8 blocks against Nets.
What have you made of Bob Carrington in his first two games in the summer league?
Yeah, it's tough to say with Bob. He's been a little all over the place at times. They're playing really fast, and he's one of the players who's been asked to do so. So you see him racing up the court a lot. And I've liked some of the things he's done. I think he's done a good job getting some of the offense organized. But there have been some moments where Bob's primary weapon right now is his pull-up jump shot, and he loves using it. And sometimes I think he falls too in love with it. There are moments where, you're early in the shot clock, and he'll dribble into a mid-range that's not even that open. And those are the shots that I think, you know, you can get a better shot than that. That's a great option late in the shot clock, but early on, work the ball around as a point guard. And, you know, he's not a traditional point guard, but he's the most traditional point guard they have on the summer league roster right now. As a point guard, it's your responsibility as well to get the ball distributed. I've also would like to see a little bit more rim pressure from him. That's something he didn't do much in his rookie season. It's something that's really essential, especially because Trey Johnson hasn't done too much of that either. But I will say that Bub's defense has looked much improved from his first season. You could tell his activity, his engagement, and some of the physical improvements he's made have shown up.
Not asking for judgments here based off a couple summer league games and a rookie year where he was off the ball, but Carrington's future as a point guard, like, what do we think? I'm curious. I want to see it. What better time to experiment than now or even in the regular season? I'm fine giving him the reins for, you know, however many games he's available, but just give me a prognosis. Let's you know, fast forward a couple years from now. He's a point guard, question mark?
And no one's really a traditional point guard in the NBA at this point. I think he's someone who can initiate part of an offense, but without the rim pressure being something that he can do. And I do think it's something he can develop. He's someone who's a really nuanced pick and roll navigator. I just want to see him do a better job of getting to the rim, stretch the defense, and then use what I think is a really good bit of vision for him to distribute to teammates.
I'm a really big fan of Keyshawn George. He showed super well in the first game, struggled from the field, but I still think played well overall in the second game of summer league. You saw flashes during his rookie season. What do you think his ceiling is?
It looks higher than before. Keyshawn has, he's not the most explosive athlete in the traditional running, jumping sense, but he's really strong. He's a big guy. He's got great wingspan, and you've seen that some of the improvements he's made in the weight room have already translated. In the first game, he's driving against on a fast break against Sun center Kaman Maluach, who's massive. And Keyshawn puts a shoulder into him and knocks him back. Yesterday, he's posting up a smaller Nets player, and every time he bumps the Nets guy bounces back like a foot, and then Keyshawn hits a nice fadeaway. You combine that with some of the improvements he's made to his handle and the natural playmaking and feel for the game he showed in his rookie season, I think you might have something more than what we initially thought. This might be someone who's a long-term starter on a really good team.
What did we see from Will Riley? Really impressive, hyper-efficient in the second game there, certainly. Just kind of give me your thoughts on his summer so far.
He's been very aggressive in the second game, and that's something the coaching staff wants him to do more of. He is already someone with a really polished scoring game. You see the counters that he's built in. I think yesterday you saw the crossover he used to bump Danny Wolf and then get the and one. You also saw him use a pump fake and a step through move to get another and one. And, you know, these are things that it's polished stuff for a 19-year-old. You're also seeing some of the concerns that people had, mainly his frame. He's getting bumped around a lot on defense. That's something he's going to need to add weight. I think he's saying he's having about 3,500 to 4,000 calories a day right now. So same. That's something that he's going to need to improve on. But, you know, I would not be surprised if he starts the year in the G League, especially because the Wizards have a really crowded wing rotation. But he's looked pretty good so far. And he also got a lot of praise from J.J. Alwa for some of the work he did capping out offensive rebounds yesterday.
How different do you think this Wizards team looks in terms of the growth for the young guys from last year to this year and incorporating guys like Trey Johnson in? Do you think we see a better brand of basketball, maybe like we saw at times last season, or do you think it's still going to be quite a bit of growing pains?
I think it's still going to be quite a bit of growing pains. These are all still really young players. Bub is only going to be, he turns 20 after Summer League ends. Sar, I think, still 20 years old right now. Johnson is 19. Riley is 19. So you're going to see a lot of the same mistakes. I think you want to see more growth on the defensive end. That's something that can, you know, especially with Sar, Koulibaly, Keyshawn George, you want to see some more of that defensive playmaking. You want to see them be better as a rebounding team. I think offense is still going to be a work in progress, but that's why you have the season.
Marcus Smart. How long is he with the club? What's his role going to be this year?
I think Marcus is someone who the team is looking to see if they can put him in a situation that's more apt for his career role right now. But I do think they also love the impact he has in the locker room. You look at the veterans the Wizards have on the roster, Smart, Middleton, CJ McCollum are the three that come to mind. CJ and Chris are great veterans. They're very calm players. They are very, you know, mature players. They've had a lot of success in this league. But Smart adds something different than even those two in that he's more feisty. He's more fiery. And I think that's something that this Wizards team, which struggled with physicality in the first game and kind of needed to pick it up in the second game, really could use. So I think the Wizards are not eager, super eager to trade Smart, but I would not be surprised. I would be surprised if he's on the team after the trade deadline, but I do think they might wait until then because he could have some value, especially if he has a strong start to the season.
Varun, thank you as always, buddy. Talk soon.
Have a good one.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.